In just a few minutes here, I'm going to be speaking to Christian Stokes. Christian is the PR director of the Mortuary Haunted House. The Mortuary is ready for your business, and their theme this year is Hellection 2024. We'll learn what new frights are on tap this year from Christian, and you can tell us, and I know you're going to have some fast answers for this, what scares you about the real election? Forget about the hellection that they're having at the mortuary this month. What frightens you about the real election that we're actually happening? And I'm throwing a wide net here. So if you want to call in and say, I'm afraid that Harris is going to win, or I'm scared that Donald Trump is going to win, okay, we can have that conversation. But there probably are actually some legitimate fears out there. You know, maybe it's, are we going to be in a season of political violence here? Like, I don't love thinking about these things, generally, but it's not impossible to imagine how we've already had two assassination attempts. God forbid there be another. Or something else like January 6th or some other kind of riot. I really hope and pray that whatever happens after November, it's peaceful. I'm not saying it's not going to be contentious. I think half the country is going to be real upset either way. But what scares you about the real election? We'll have that conversation the rest of this hour. And I did also have pulled up here. Oh, let's see. Oh, did I want to read some of these? No, I'll get to those in a second. I saw this in my email this morning. What's it called? 8 oddly specific fears that we hadn't considered until now. Coleman, you got any fears? You got any phobias?
Yeah.
You want to share that?
I'll share one of them.
Okay.
I'm afraid of speed traps.
Speed traps?
Yeah, you know those little speed traps that they have in certain areas of the city? And
when you go in a school zone and they take a picture and they send you a ticket?
I have an irrational fear of speed
traps. You have an irrational fear of that? Like that keeps you up at night?
No. Well, I do. Sometimes I do lay up and I think about how could we disable them? Like, could I spray paint the camera?
Coleman,
throw a towel over it? Stuff like
you
that.
You can't do that.
I know I can't do it, but I fantasize about it because I don't like speed traps.
All right. I don't really want to press the matter further about what your other phobias are that you don't want to tell us about.
Oh, roaches.
Oh, nobody likes roaches.
It's not necessarily I'm afraid of them. It's just that they're so unpredictable. You never know when they're going to show up and how they show up. Sometimes I see them in places like, how'd you even get there?
And I wonder that too. Like, how did you get up here? You know, here we are in a 30-story office building, and it's happened before. Not recently, not often. But sometimes you'll see a cockroach up here.
I have twice.
And I'm like, how did you get up here? You must have walked up all those flights of stairs. You came in through the walls or a pipe or something. How did we get a cockroach all the way up here?
Well, I don't want to be that guy, but sometimes I think they hitch a ride on one of the employees, maybe.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, somebody in the WWL office is bringing cockroaches with them to work. I don't like to think about who that could be. Cardosi, you there?
Been here.
You got any fears? You got any phobias you want to tell us about?
You know, I miss having irrational fears like, oh, I'm showering, I'm going to turn around and there's a ghoul. But, you know, now it's just like the ceaseless march of time and stuff. I'm 42. I'm not really that scared of, you know, ghouls and goblins.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm just like, man, are these hairs are just going to keep falling out, huh?
Oh, yeah. I wake up, and every day I can stand up less and less straight, so eventually I'm just going to be a giant C.
Oh,
that's scary.
Yeah, my knees are in bad shape, my feet are in bad shape, and I'm like, you know,
I don't breathe well.
Breathe well either, man. I take care of my body, but this thing is starting to get a little rattle in it. Well, hey, look, I read this story this morning about 8 oddly specific fears, unusual fears or phobias that you never shared. We'll go through some of these. Here's somebody that says, when I was younger, I had a really weird and silly irrational fear that I would be the first recorded case of asexual reproduction in humans because I read about it happening in other animal species. This person's afraid of like a immaculate conception. That's keeping them up at night.
That would scare me if I just woke up pregnant, had no reason why.
That would be pretty weird, Coleman. Somebody else is afraid of, they say, when I'm driving too slow for some people and they decide to switch lanes to speed around me, I have an irrational fear that they might shoot me as they pass me up. I don't think that's an irrational fear. You hear about people, got road rage. You know, it's like if you do something rude or untoward on the road. I hate that this is, the society we live in, but you're taking a chance that somebody might, give you the bird or try to run you off the road or shoot you. It's happened. I think somebody got prosecuted for this a while ago for pulling out their gun and shooting somebody in a road rage incident.
That draws out another irrational fear that I think I'm developing now. I don't know what it is, but just the current climate of society, I'm afraid to be in elevators with women, like unattended, like by myself, because they can, like, I had this fear like they might go and say I did something that I never did. So sometimes when I see a woman go into the elevator, I just take the next one.
You take it.
Yeah, I said, I'll take the next one. I stall, but that's a recent one.
Oh, wow. Here's one. It says, any toilet I sit to use would have a snake come out of the water and bite my vulnerable parts. I'm bothered by this so much that I continually check the water while I do business, and sometimes the fear is so strong I hover over the toilet. You ever been scared something's going to jump out of the toilet?
In fourth grade, I had that fear.
Yeah, I think I remember. Hey, Cardosi, I know you got a job to do in there. You're also scared of toilet animals?
I mean, depending on how drunk I am, I might still get that one back. And depending on how divey the bar I'm in is.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty shady dive bar bathrooms. That is absolutely true. Here's someone that says, I'm afraid of a tunnel, like a round slide, the water slide, the normal kind. I have a fear that either someone is waiting in the slide for me to come down and they'll stop me mid-slide and attack me, or that people have put razor blades in the slide that will slice me up as I go down the slide.
God,
I remember that. I remember we used to go to an aquatic center in Albuquerque, I think it was. And I remember, I think it was like an urban legend. It was like a rumor going around amongst the youths that, I heard a kid died here last summer because he went down the water slide and there was razor blades sticking out.
I heard that more about Halloween candy, and a part of me, after I got older, I was like, if you can insert a razor blade into Skittles, you earned it.
Yeah, how are you going to, one of the giant Skittles, maybe. You hear about a razor and an apple. Hey, man.
But wouldn't it be obvious if you can put a razor in candy, like the package would be disturbed? Like, how did they seal it back up? Like, how would they be able to do that? Even if they put it in an apple, they have to slice it a certain way, right?
Yeah, and if you put... You know how apples will kind of, like, if you make a cut in it, like, it'll turn brown and then it'll get a bit whiter. If you actually go to the trouble of inserting a razor blade into an apple, you will damage the hell out of that apple. It will be immediately apparent.
Well, I did see this happen in school. I was in sixth grade. One of the teachers had a drink with a straw in it and left the room. And one of the students untangled a paper clip, like straightened it and put it in the straw. So when a teacher went to
sip and it
hit the roof of their mouth, I seen it. So of course the kid got in trouble, but
I've actually seen
that happen.
That's terrible.
It was horrible.
That kid's definitely in prison now for something.
Yeah, I guarantee you that student is definitely in prison today.
Good.
If they're still alive.
Good. There was a girl in my seventh grade class who took a sewing needle. I'm not even going to tell this story. I don't want to give any stupid kid a stupid idea. Let's see. Are there any more of these? Here's somebody that says, I'm terrified of bouncy castles. I'm terrified of boats and hot air balloons, not just because they go in the air, but because of the giant, massive fabric balloon they use. Scares me. Another person says, I remember we would stay inside the bouncy castle when they deflated it, and that is claustrophobic AF. You're stuck under that heavy material with no way out and complete darkness. Was pretty stupid looking back on it now, actually. Oh, my God. Make sure your bouncy castle is empty before you deflate it, bouncy castle operators. I know there's definitely one of you listening. You know who you are. I hope you're making sure there's no small children in your bouncy castles before you deflate it. Over on the text line, here's a this text says, you won't see a razor slit in a candied apple. Well, don't give them ideas.
All right, there's the Joker.
Yeah, what are you, is this a super villain? This is a texter that's always with us, too. 7662, you got some evil designs out there, bud. Here's a text that says, you three should do a show, LOL. Well, thank you.
That's literally what we're doing right now, right?
This is it.
We're doing a show,
We made it happen.
We did it, you guys. Here's a text that says, I have what I like to call reverse acrophobia. I can be on top of a tall building, look down, and nothing is wrong. But if I'm on the ground looking up at a really tall building, my body will go into a shock and will not let me look up. Wow.
Well, have you done a thing where you looked up at a tall building? I've done this in Chicago, and like when the clouds pass over the building, it gives the illusion like the building is moving forward. Have you ever seen that?
Oh,
illusion?
Yeah. It looks like it's like tipping over on you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's scary. A texter says a few minutes ago, he said people are scared of snakes and rats popping out of toilets. This texter says that's from the movie Rattlesnakes. LOL. Look it up. Have you guys seen Rattlesnakes?
No, but I think I just had it in my mind. I think that's just a common fear, and someone finally committed it to film.
Didn't they also do that in Snakes on a Plane?
Yes.
The snake came out of the toilet.
Yes.
I got to go back and see Snakes on a Plane again and see how it held up.
I mean, it's, you know, it's not a film classic, but if fear turns up with your friends, it's a hell of a fun time.
Yeah. I remember, you know, it. The irony of it was so alluring when it first came out. They're like, you won't believe that they actually made a movie about snakes on a plane, and they just dead-ass called it Snakes on a Plane. Everyone loved that, but I wonder if the movie actually
still holds up. Well, Snakes on a Plane had to walk so Cocaine Bear can run.
Spot on, my friend. And I'll leave you with this one. This text says, come on, guys. You're talking about your knees and legs and growing old. I'm 75 years old, and I'm at the gym right now working out. Get yourselves together and grow old strong. I love that message. I'm doing my part. Coleman and Cardosi are close at hand. We'll step away here and come back, thank you guys, with Christian Stokes. Christian is the PR director of the Mortuary Haunted House. We're going to learn more about what they got on tap. Their theme this year is Hellection 2024, in case the real world election wasn't scary enough. That's coming up. Let's go back to Joe and get a look at traffic, and I'll be back right after this. Stick around.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.